Hi, this is Dave Dalka, and I'm here today with Victor Brailon, Senior Product Manager, Home Networking Solutions, Convergence Products, Multimedia with Nokia.
Hi.
He is the product manager, and his current one of his current pet projects is the N800, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. When you first go to the Nokia website, you see the template that this comes up in phones and more. And what does the more part mean to you?
Well, the more part is actually a new, we have a new category of product that we're producing at Nokia. It's called the Internet Tablet. The idea of the product line is to enable a true Internet experience anywhere you go. So these devices aren't phones, hence the more part. They're Wi-Fi-enabled, Bluetooth-enabled devices that give you a true Internet experience with everything that you expect from the Internet, browser, media, and those kinds of things, anywhere that you have Internet access.
So talk to me about the why and how of creating that reality.
Well, Nokia's been always on the bleeding edge of technology and kind of pushing the envelope with where devices go. And one of the things that we're seeing in the industry is a true convergence of functionality of devices and the way they're migrating, and we're kind of approaching it from two directions. We're seeing phones, for example, become much more than phones. So our multimedia group has devices that are now GPS enabled, and they're media devices, and they're have all this great functionality in them. And from the other end of that, we're introducing the Internet tablet devices, which are not phones at all, which have this Internet functionality. And the idea is that as these guys converge on some central point in the technology sphere, that we have the kind of true Internet experience. Like, and I keep saying that, but that's really what it is. It's the wired experience. It's the information experience. It's the media experience anywhere that you are, anytime.
Okay, so it's kind of like the hardware realization of a software mashup that you'd see on the Internet then.
Well, exactly right. And one of the really interesting things about the Internet tablet is that it runs the Linux operating system. The software that powers it is delivered under an open source license, and we encourage and support outside developers who want to build applications for it. And so it's very much in the spirit of the open internet model and the mashup model, where we don't think that we have the smartest people in the world working for us. We have some pretty smart folks, but not all the smart people in the world work for us, and we want to give the smart people outside of Nokia an opportunity to build compelling applications and deliver really good value to the end user, and having our platform be the enabler for that.
What kind of users and what generations do these users come from, and where do you see that going with time?
Being that this product is still relatively new, and the product category is relatively new, the people who are using it now tend to be younger, very much technology aware and technology comfortable people. We're seeing a lot of people who take the internet as they take it for granted. It's part of their life. They want it everywhere. And so to them, these kind of devices are a natural extension of their lifestyle that they're already used to take it away from their computer and take it out wherever they go.
Gotcha. So Where do you see that fitting into the strategy of the industry? Is it migrates, quite frankly, towards smaller and more mobile devices overall?
Yeah, I think this, we keep using the word convergence, which is kind of a popular word to throw around in this industry. But it really is that this device is not a laptop, but it's actually a little more than that. It's not a phone, but it has some features in common with it. And so we're seeing the tablets, the PCs, the ultra-mobile PCs, the phones, and all these things head in a direction to give users more accessibility and more power to the user to do what they need to do in their everyday life. And technology becomes the enabler for your digital life.
I think that brings up a good point, and I wanted to just go in a slightly different direction here. The convergence you talked about, it's not a buzzword, it's an activity. When I talked to you yesterday, you talked a lot about different data models and things you were bringing into this. And just explain that a little bit more, because I think it's really interesting to understand. It's not a buzzword like 2.0, it's something more than that.
Yeah. it's not a buzzword, it's just a word that gets thrown around
right,
a lot.
Right, but there was an activity behind it, so kind of explain that.
Well, this, the Internet tablet is an interesting product in that it's not a phone. So especially in the United States, that gives us new opportunities for distribution channels and delivery channels of both products and software for it, that's sort of not constrained by some of the things that traditional cellular technology is. And it also kind of changes the game in terms of who has control of the device, who has control of the software on it, and what you're able to do with it.
Right. So through that, you're doing a lot of partnering, obviously, to create that type of activity. Talk to me about the range of partners you're working with and some of the things that you're doing to create that intuitive, easy-to-use user experience.
Sure. Well, as a perfect example, the media player that's on this device has features into it built using the Real Player for streaming video. The browser on this is built by Opera. So that, you know, we enable those guys to work on our platform. The Flash Player is built by Adobe. The Voice over IP client that comes with the device is Google Talk enabled. And then, of course, there's also third parties that make their software available for the platform. For example, Gizmo, which is a Voice over IP client. They have a client that works on the 8800. And in the second half of this year, Skype will have a VoIP client as well for this device. So the fact that it's an open platform, we really want to encourage and enable as many third parties as possible to build for the platform.
Gotcha. One of the other things you talked about is the open source, open internet nature of the device when we talked yesterday. Can you talk about that in a little bit more detail? Because I think it's you know, one of the most interesting features of it. It's locked up into one way of doing things.
Right. You know, this comes back to that open internet model that we discussed. We don't believe in that locking our customers into a particular platform or particular configuration is the right way to keep your customers happy in the long term. So by creating an open standards-based platform, not only do we create more value for the customer, but we also allow them to access this entire huge community of open source developers who are building applications, who are hacking on, who are, you know, doing things that we may not have thought to do ourselves. And overall, that brings more value to the device and brings more value to the consumer.
Have you guys created any interfaces to help kind of organize that community around?
Sure.
And create a hub of?
Absolutely. If you go to maemo.org, maemo.org, mm-hmm. That's the open source site that is, it's run by Nokia, but there's lots of participation on it by non-Nokia people. Obviously, Nokia engineers are involved in the mailing list. We have a very, very active mailing list where for technical issues and user issues, and there's lots of people doing lots of very interesting things. And for example, if you go to Maemo and you look at the applications that are available for download for this device for free, built by third parties, it's a really impressive number. It's everything from system utilities to games to personal information management suites and everything in between.
You've done so many different things with this. What were some of your favorite in the development of the project? What were some of your favorite parts of it? What really, you know, excited you, or maybe you did something you didn't expect to do?
I'm a big fan of usability and user interfaces, because they're very hard to get right. They're very subtle things to do. And some of the things our designers did with the N800 that was very clever. For example, the UI is optimized so that you can use it either via stylus or via your fingers. So if you have it sitting in your car, using it as a GPS unit, you can navigate the entire thing using your finger on the touchscreen. Whereas if you're if you're doing an email, you can use a full-screen thumb keyboard, or you can use the stylus to tap out the letters. Mm-hmm. So it's those kind of touches that are context-sensitive and make it very easy to use, to me, are really exciting.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today, Victor. I really enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully we'll see you with your next product sometime soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.